Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing on a beautiful Tuesday after a beautiful victory Monday night?
Oh, yes, good morning. Let's go, Caps.
Woo, rock the red. Woo.
My girlfriend, who normally is so mean to me early in the week, was so kind and caressing. And as many people have suggested, my girlfriend, my abusive girlfriend,
yes,
who is the Washington Capitals,
hot one,
are setting me up for Wednesday when they will fill me full of hope and then beat me down.
That's, but last night, she never pushed you away. She was loving the whole night.
She was very, very kind. As a matter of fact, she gave me a very... one of the rare times that I've actually relaxed around her, because normally I'm totally on edge. As a matter of fact,
is that in quotation marks, relaxed?
Well, you know what? Most of the time when I'm going to be seeing her, there was a game 6 against the Pittsburgh Penguins last night, when I'm going to be seeing the Washington Capitals, my girlfriend, I'm usually uptight half of the day. I usually start ramping up around dinner time, and then I'm nervous, and Carla says, "Why are you so uptight?" I said, "Well," and I just point to the television, and she rolls her eyes, and then she walks into the bedroom and says, "Have a good night." That's the way she does it, because, you know, that's the way I am with her. But just relaxing. I mean, a relaxing victory.
No, will this relax?
It's not good.
Will this relaxation
not
carry
too
over?
Happy. You are too happy. You have jinxed it.
You scab picking bastard, you. I will tell you this. No, I'm not happy. Do I sound
happy? Gleeful.
You do.
Oh, I'm gleeful because we had a victory last night. I am not gleeful because I think this bodes well for the future. I'm not that foolish.
This relaxation won't carry over to the seventh date?
No, of course
D-G-H.
Not.
This is,
by the way, by DGH, did you see my thread last night? I said, now more than ever, DGH. I'm simply talking about what is past.
Oh, it's a new
not
campaign.
What is future.
A new tagline.
More than ever.
What is past is that, yes, because when your team gets a 5-0 lead in the third period, you can breathe a sigh of relief. But they even took a breath, and you saw what happened.
Goals.
Pittsburgh came back, bing, bang, boom.
I was like, here we go.
Goals. And yeah, I thought perhaps could this be the greatest? That would have been, I think, by all measure, a stunning reversal and would have been the greatest comeback in the history. But that wasn't going to happen. I was very, very, what are you doing? What are you doing, Ashley? What are you doing?
She's Snapchatting.
She's Instagramming you, maybe?
Yes.
Why are you Instagramming? What the hell are you
she's
doing?
She's using social media. The kids are doing that.
What platform are you using, Dan?
Yes.
Snapchat.
Yes.
So I will tell you that, when Oscar says don't get happy, this is the actual truth of my emotions last night. I was sitting there after the game, and I was not filled with any great joy. I wasn't. I was relaxed, but I was not. In fact, I was relaxed almost like the Capitals are. I think you get to a point when you've rooted for a team that's broken your heart so many times that you just get, okay, they did this. Let's see what they can do.
But she's not going to call me tomorrow.
By the way.
You crave the abuse.
Yeah, you crave the abuse.
Yeah.
I probably
it's not
do.
A healthy that's, relationship.
Make her hit
it's,
you.
Well, no. but I mean, it's no. sports. That's the way sports games work. Let me say this.
Sports games.
This is important. I want to say this to all people that
say
follow
it.
Me on Good. Facebook. Okay. The Zang is mine.
Oh, no.
It's if proprietary.
If you use it prior to the game being played, like one guy did, I didn't have the energy or the inclination to call this guy out.
Right.
But he used it. He said something like, will we get a Zang tonight? It's like, no,
don't,
no,
don't
no.
ruin it.
No Zang on demand.
The Zang comes at the end of the game. As a matter of fact, Oscar, when it was 5-0.
Yes.
I was, for just a foolish moment.
You typed the Z?
I type them out early.
Okay.
Sometimes I type them out early. And I typed this out really early. I said, Game 7 Zhang. That's what I was going to put. Game
7
Zhang.
Oh, boy.
The thing about it is I almost did it, but I didn't. I disciplined myself. I almost went early with it. I said, premature Zhang. You can never do that until
it happens to all guys.
You can never do that. But we have to take a break because we've got a special internet web star,
yes.
Coyote Peterson, who's going to join us next. So we'll get back to the Capitals and all the fun stuff. But next, it's all about the wonderful world of animals, and I know you're going to be entertained, and hey, you might get educated in the process. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. First you flick this switch, then this switch. That activates it. Then you push this button, which will give you 5 minutes to get out of there. Now, whatever you do, don't push this button, because that will set off the bomb immediately, and we'll all be dead. Now, repeat back what I just said.
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
That's right.
I'm Groot.
No! Now, that's the button that will kill everyone. Try again.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
I am Groot?
Uh-huh.
I'm Groot.
No! That's exactly what you just said! How is that even possible? Which button is the button you're supposed to push? Point to it. No!
Hey, you're making him nervous!
Shut up and give me some tape! Does anybody have any tape out there? I want to put some tape over the death button.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with the loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know.
In the-
we are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it right now.
Now.
And get your show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We will be doing Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow on the program. Make note of that. Our show today brought to you by the good folks at Pro Flowers. Being a mom can be a thankless job. You know that you took advantage of your mom. You know you tortured the poor woman. You know she's long suffering. She will suffer till the day she dies or you die, whichever comes first. The fact is, moms love you, so thank mom and take advantage on Mother's Day of sending your mom a delicious, delicious, wonderful, wonderful gift that you will like. You can't eat it because it's 100 blooms for mom. I know there's certain edible flowers, but
yes,
these blooms look better in a vase, so don't chew them, all right? Anyway, Pro Flowers, this Mother's Day, you'll make a dazzling impression. Mother's Day is this weekend. This is your last chance to really start thinking about this. It comes with a free glass vase. It's just $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and if you really want to go all out, upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. Moms love fresh flowers, so don't forget any of the moms in your life. The only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. When you click on the mic, this stunning bouquet sells out fast, so order today. Is our guest ready to join us?
Standing
yes, sir.
By.
I will tell you that my son and I have a brand new habit, and that is looking at wildlife online. And we discovered this gentleman a couple of months ago, and we are addicted to him. He is what I would call a legitimate web star.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of views on his program. Coyote Peterson is the host of Discovery Digital Network's hit series Breaking Trail. His web series is Brave Wilderness, a Brave Wilderness channel. And I will tell you, if my kid was here, he's at preschool, but if my kid was here, he'd be going out of his mind right now. This man is somebody I have wanted to talk to because I believe I could be wrong. I believe that this gentleman has been bitten, stung,
yes,
attacked by every creepy crawly creature on the face of the globe, and it is truly an honor to welcome the Be Brave, Stay Wild man, Coyote Peterson, to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coyote!
Hey, guys. How are you?
How are you, sir?
Doing wonderful. It's just a slightly overcast day here in Ohio, and I'm getting ready to go out on an adventure and look for some snapping turtles.
That's your, at least, I don't know what, you know, which episode gets the most hits online, but I will tell you the snapping turtle I have seen. I have seen the bullet ant. I have seen the scorpion. I have seen you wrangle rattlesnakes. I have seen you fish in the tidal pools. I have seen you, I believe it was something like the, it was a wasp. It was called like the tarantula hawk. Is that what it was called?
Yep. Wow.
And I am I come to this interview armed with knowledge of you, Coyote, because I am a full-fledged fan. And I think really on the large scale of things, you're probably the next Marlon Perkins, Jack Hanna. You know, you've been on Conan, and I am just a total fan. The first question out of the gate. Coyote, when did you decide that you would let yourself be abused by all these poisonous and stinging creatures on God's earth?
That's a great question. People often want to know that. And you know what? It actually kind of happened by mistake. Okay. One of the first, like, bite, sting, pinch, whatever you want to call them, episodes that came out was me getting quilled by a porcupine in Montana. And it was a small porcupine, but there was one that was raised in captivity, but the handlers, you know, I asked them, I was like, have you ever been quilled? And they're like, oh, yeah, all the time. They're like, I was like, well, does it hurt? And they're like, well, you want to try? I'm like, really? You'll let me get quilled by a porcupine? And we did that, and we filmed the episode, and there was kind of lousy lighting at the time, and we cut the episode together, and we're like, oh, it's not even really that good. Are people going to like it? But, you know, if you get it on camera, you might as well put it out. So we did, and before we knew it, it was getting thousands of views, and then it became hundreds of thousands of views, and then it eventually was our first million-view video. And we said, wow, well, maybe there's something to this. And we very softly kind of went into it. And the next thing was me getting stung by harvester ants. And from there, it was just a landslide. And then everybody wanted to know about this bullet ant. So we began to climb the insect sting pain index. And that's where the velvet ant, the tarantula hawk, and some of these other things came into play. So
it is so much fun to watch. For those of you that are new to Coyote Peterson, this is not a man who pretends to be brave or pretends that he's not nervous about this, because your hand shakes when this is happening, and you know what's going to be the deal here. I'm a resident of Southwest Florida, and so I'm fascinated when you go into the Everglades and when you find these creatures there. Where are you based? What is your base of operations, Coyote?
Brave Wilderness is run out of Columbus, Ohio, but I'm from Cleveland originally. So I kind of, Ohio has been my base my entire life for the most part.
I always thought that you would be based down here in Florida. I was always curious about that. But I think probably the most fascinating trips that you've taken have been into the Amazon. Is there a region of the world that you have not covered or that you wish to get to? Have you been down to Australia or some of these places where some of the most venomous creatures live?
Not yet, but as our channel has grown, we've fortunately been, so many doors have opened to us, and we are filming South Africa this year and Australia. We just recently invited to film the Galapagos Islands, so that's probably going to happen in 2018. My team and I just all got dive certified, so we're starting to do, we're doing our first shark dive in Hawaii this summer. So we're bringing a whole new world of ocean creatures. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. I'm not going to be bitten by a great white shark. And
like, oh, that one. Actually, what I was thinking is that it's lucky that we have you on now.
So, well, one of my goals is to free swim with a white shark at some point in time. That is one of my ultimate goals, to be outside of a cage with a great white shark. So we're
your slug line is be brave and stay wild. So as you've gone through this, I think everybody asks you this, but I have to. When I'm looking at you get stung by a tarantula hawk, which looks like this just massive wasp, if you see it on his series, or the bullet ant, what is the most painful sting bite that you have received? I know was it a Gila monster that bit you, and that was nasty too. What's the worst experience you've ever had, and the one that's lasted the longest?
The worst pain I've ever experienced was, in fact, the bite from the Gila monster. And that was an unintentional bite. That's what happens when you get a GoPro too close to a venomous lizard. And I knocked myself sticks on the GoPro, so I'm not bitten by things. But for the actual sting index itself, where the bullet ant is ranked as number one, yes, that was the most painful sting to date. Everybody wants to know if the warrior wasp is more painful, because there's rumors that it may be. Yes, we are filming the warrior wasp this year, and it will be out this fall. But we've got an episode coming out next week that was probably the second most pain I've ever been in. I was stung 32 times in the face by bees while attempting to wear a bee beard. It's insane. You can actually watch my face swelling up on camera. My face turns into like this giant lumpy potato. So it's pretty extreme, and it was an unexpected bee beard gone wrong, so to speak.
We're talking to Coyote Peterson. Coyote's the host of Discovery Digital Network's hit series Breaking Trail. He's all over the internet. He's got a YouTube channel. You can search YouTube for the Brave Wilderness channel. And it really, if you search engine on YouTube, stung by something, you're going to see Coyote 15 times. That's what's going to happen up there. Medically, I have questions about, you seem extremely knowledgeable about your subject. You're educated about the wilderness. You're knowledgeable. You respect the wilderness. You respect these creatures. Do you prepare medically when you're going to go out and like stick your hand in a pile of fire ants? Is there anything you do medically to prepare for these horrible experiences that none of us would want to go through?
Yeah, it's a great question. My team is trained in basic first aid. We always have epinephrine pens with us just in case my body were to have some sort of major allergic reaction. And if we're doing something really dangerous, I mean, even like the bee beard, which was filmed about a month ago, we were working with bee specialists, and they had informed a local hospital that, hey, this is something that's going to be being done today. In the event that something goes horribly wrong and he gets stung a gazillion times, it goes into anaphylactic shock, we always have a medical team, at least local station, on call, knowing that something like this is happening today, so that they are prepared for it just in case. But fortunately, my body has reacted incredibly with positively to all of the venoms I've taken so far, and I just keep my fingers crossed.
5.4 million YouTube subscribers, by the way, if you were wondering about Coyote and what he does out there. Do you, Oscar, you probably have a business question. I'm curious about his business, too, and how he got this thing
off the ground. It's interesting that you can create such a, I would call it a franchise, basically on your own.
Yeah.
Coyote, how did you get involved with this overall? Because you talk about the production value and what you can do now if you just have a concept. But I'm wondering what your origin story is. What made you come up with this type of essentially programming?
Well, I went to school. I went to the Ohio State University, and there I studied film and television production, directing, and screenwriting. I don't have any formal education, so to speak, in animals. I've just studied animals my entire life, and I've been fascinated by these creatures since I was about 5 years old. And honestly, ending up on YouTube was sheer determination and will, because there were so many television networks that did not want to give us a show. We pitched almost every major network, and the answer was always, single hosted shows don't do well anymore. We really want these ensemble pieces, and we don't really think people like animals that much. I was like, really? Animals are like the one thing that have stood the test of time no matter what the show was. So, we just refused to take no for an answer. And eventually ended up connecting with Discovery Digital Networks when they were launching their digital platform. And then they kind of encouraged us to create a YouTube channel. We had no idea that YouTube was going to be such an incredible platform for us. And the thing that we love so much about being a part of YouTube is having creative control. And that's the big thing that was always a deterrent to us when it came to television networks was everybody had an opinion. Mm. And with my creative team, we are the ones in control. I write all the voiceover scripts that you hear for the narration. We make the final decisions in editing. We choose the locations we want to film. And essentially, the animals that we feature, the ones that we come across, are the ones that we are provided with. If we work with like a wildlife sanctuary, like with sloths and stuff like that, those are all our choices. No network executives saying, oh, it would be really cool if maybe you guys did this. Everything we do is on us.
That's very cool. And, you know, the Discovery Digital Networks, I've done some work for them recently. And, you know, that's kind of the way of the world, the way people are getting their content. Now, when I'm watching you go through this, I would imagine you've got a you're natural, and you obviously have this natural enthusiasm and interest in the subject matter. But I would imagine that when you're going to sleep at night and you know that the following day you're running out to harvest a bullet ant and have the stinger in the, you know, put in your arm, I would imagine that it can be it would have to be an elevated level of stress, unless Coyote you're just certifiably insane.
it is pretty nerve-wracking. I won't lie about that. The bullet ant I was nervous for, but the most nervous the night before was when we had done the tarantula hawk, because I caught it the day previous.
It's a nasty creature. Look it up. Look up tarantula hawk and see what he's dealing with here. That to me is probably the most stress inducing watching that. And you know, and I, you know, the funny thing about it, when I watch it with my kid, I'm like, should I be watching my kid do this? There it is. Thank you, Ashley. Yeah, I've already watched the episode. And when I'm watching with him, but I think it also, you've got an educational component that works pretty well with the youngsters. Do you get good feedback about kids and how, you know, how youngsters are taking this material?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was a major concern when we started going down this road of, you know, essentially what's launched our YouTube channel to such success is these bite and sting videos, because everybody clicks on them. You know, they trend all the time on YouTube's front page. And believe it or not, a lot of parents write into us and thank us for the education that we're putting into these bite and sting episodes, because the ultimate goal was always to discourage people from getting close to the animals, but to always have an education and respect for them from a safe distance. And, you know, that's kind of a fine line where people may just say, oh, okay, that's a cop out. Like, you know, people are going to go out and try this. But fingers crossed, so far we have had nobody write to us saying, hey, you know what, I went out and I got myself my tarantula hawk. It was really bad. And when you see the amount of pain, that I'm in from these things, you have to think that only a complete madman or madwoman would go out and say, okay, that's something I want to go through. So far, it's been very successful in causing people to admire these things from a safe distance.
We're talking to Coyote Peterson. His show is it's on Discovery Digital Networks. It's Breaking Trail. And his YouTube channel, 5.4 million subscribers. If you have not seen him, you know, anyone that does any late-night surfing is going
to
see this guy.
Yeah, you'll find your way to him.
It's a Brave Wilderness channel, and his slug line, be brave, stay wild, but, you know, don't be brave like he does, because you'll be in a lot of pain. Rob, you wanted to ask Coyote.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the kid thing. I got to know, I love your you know, your story that you started in college doing the videos and stuff, but what kind of a kid were you? did you have pets? Did you try to get your dog to bite
He's
you?
He's in the woods again, Martha. He's back. He's out in the woods again.
No,
Sam.
I'm just curious, because you know there are kids that, like myself, that are sedentary inside children, and then I can see you as a youth running around, you know, the streets of Cleveland looking for animals. What kind of a kid were you?
I was the kid that basically, as soon as the sun came up, and I kind of lived in a more rural area outside of Cleveland called Newberry, Ohio.
Okay,
and I basically, from sun up to sundown, when I wasn't in school, and even once I got out of school and finished my homework, it was immediately into the pond that was in the woods behind my house. And like the big thing that really got me into this was snapping turtles. Most people don't know what snapping turtles are. I've never seen one because they
grew up
in the mud and the ooze.
I grew up with them.
Yeah, and they were absolutely fascinating to me. And, you know, I grew up watching people like Steve Irwin, and, you know, Steve was out there catching crocodiles. The closest thing that I had was a snapping turtle. So it was this constant search to see if you could track down an enormous turtle. And it just fascinated me. So yeah, every chance that I had, I would collect up the neighborhood kids and we would all go as a team off into the wilderness to look for creatures.
That's like the snapping turtle would be like the animal. Okay, yeah, I can buy that outside, you know, the rural, semi-rural areas around Cleveland. But otherwise, it's like you're not going to find a black mamba at the dog pound. I mean, you're not. Yeah. You know, that's not the way that's going to. So you gotta venture out. And I swear to God, I just had this in my head that you were a South Florida guy. And down here in the Glades, and we'll let you go, and we appreciate you being generous with your time. When you're down here in like the Florida Everglades, close to where I live, big an issue, in your opinion, and I don't know whether you know or not, is this Burmese python situation that they're always talking about down close to the developed areas down here in Southwest Florida?
Oh, that's a good question. We've actually done some episodes on it before. You know, it's relative given a certain area, and nobody really knows how many snakes are out there. That's what makes it tough to determine. I knew they do like those python hunts, and even sometimes when they do them, there'll be thousands of people out there looking for days, and they catch like 7 pythons. You know, and it is a problem, no matter how you look at it. It's an invasive species. Are they decimating the populations of other animals? Nobody really knows for sure. Actually, one of the bigger threats that you guys have now are actually tegu, which is an invasive lizard. They're very aggressive, and they breed very, very quickly, and they're egg thieves. So they're actually robbing a lot of nests of endangered American crocodiles, of alligators.
And how big are they?
Really doing more damage. They're big. They can be about 3.5-4 feet in length, and they're very aggressive.
Oh, my God. What's it called? How do you spell it?
T-E-G-A-U. It's
tegu.
It's a big black, and it's Argentinian tegu. Yeah, it's a big black and white lizard. We just did an episode on it about 2 months ago where caught one in the wild in an area called Tegu Land, where there are so many tegu, people are seeing them daily, and they're very hard to catch because they're very
small. Are they like a monitor? Are they like a monitor lizard? Is that what they look like?
Yes. It's basically like the monitor lizard of South America.
Man. Oh, my God. I have no idea that that's it. God, I got lots of creepy crawlers down here.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I have to say, I mean, this is just the beginning, and I'm glad we caught you on the way up because I think we're going to, you know, I know you've been on Conan.
Remember us.
And, remember the Mike O'Mara show.
You have a book coming out in September. We hope you would come back and promote it when the book comes out this fall.
Do you have a title? Do you have a working title for the book yet?
Oh, our book. I thought you said you have a book. I was going to say, yeah, I got a book coming out in September, too. It's called Peterson's Brave Adventures. We're going to be doing an entire book tour for it, probably doing a couple other late night and daytime television appearances. And I know we'll be in Florida, so it'd be awesome to come on the show down there, come in the studio. Maybe I'll bring in some wild animals. You never know.
Oh, my God. I would love that. Oh,
nice. You can finally get rid of Frankie.
My kid, yes, that's right, my chihuahua, my elusive wild chihuahua. I will tell you, your motto is be brave, stay wild, but I will also tell you, be safe out there because, you know, you never know.
You.
I think the Gila monster probably showed you that to an extent, but I think it's fascinating. And, you know, this is seriously one of the most watched wilderness shows in the world. And you're going to know about this guy. His name is Coyote Peterson. My son loves you. I love you. Stay safe out there and be brave, but be safe, okay?
Sounds great, guys. Well, we'll tell your son thank you so much for watching and being a brave member of the Coyote Pack, and thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Coyote Peterson.
thank you
very much. That was an absolute blast. That is a fun guy. I'm fascinated. You can watch this guy for hours on end, and you know, he gets the production values. This is what I really love. He gives you everything you want as far as like being a YouTube surfer, like
right.
I am, where the camera zooms in, like gets this close to this giant tarantula hawk bee wasp creature, and it's on his forearm, and then it stings him, and he does the real thing because you see the thing going, and then it finally hits him, and it's like, whoa!
Well, you gotta love the fact that he's actually designed a pain index. I looked at that wasp you're talking about. It looked like it should have a remote control for it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And
oh,
so
my
check
God.
Him out. And you know, I think a lot of people will be glad they did when they check this out. My kid is like, Daddy. Yeah, that's why he started the whole thing. Daddy, can we see a scorpion attack a blue whale? It's like, no, we can't do that. That's Coyote Peterson that does that type of stuff. But more fun and more thrills. We are just getting started. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. That is a Rob Spiewak guest get right there. He's off and running, ladies and gentlemen. More to come. And,
absolutely.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your
yes.
area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Pony Boy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Amazon. Amazon, Amazon. We love it, and you love it, too. If you buy something, say something. Make sure you do all your Amazon shopping through our website or our brand-new updated app, and tell a friend, bookmark it for them. I finally did it, believe it or not. All my Amazon shopping is normally done where I go to the web page, the Mike O'Mara Show webpage, and I click on our banner. I don't know why I was in that habit of doing that, but
so you finally bookmarked it?
I finally bookmarked it, so it's easy.
Even easier.
Yeah, Carrie's Mother's Day present from Amazon arrived yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah, brand new weed eater.
I got me the Far Cry Primal on Amazon.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, look at that.
Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
Me caveman.
Yeah, it's
me
very nice, caveman. But it won't edge your lawn.
Way to go, Carrie. Fantastic. Remember, it costs you nothing. When you do the Amazon thing, please access it via TMOS. Use the app, use the website, or bookmark MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Then tell anyone who will listen about the great deals you got and how you got them. Spread the word. Rob, running times, if you will.
Yes.
I would appreciate that throughout the show since I was so excited to get young Coyote Peterson. Let me fix that camera there.
Yes.
That I didn't get a chance,
Mike,
to do
30
that.
Minutes at the mark.
That's wonderful.
Mark. Well,
just let me know when we, you know, just take us to break.
You okay,
just,
you got it.
Cue the music and we'll do it that way. I did get this. So this is my latest. This is called Far Cry Primal. And it is my new video game that I'm playing. And it
you've
is,
started it or not?
10,000 BC. I've started it. I'm not sure yet. The jury is out. I don't. I like modern.
Do you really want to play a video game that's set in caveman times?
No, and I might not.
I think most video games start being good with the birth of Christ.
Yes.
Yes, Rob.
That's Jesus always
Christ?
Been.
Yes, yeah. Father Rob.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate that. That
all is, hail and blessings upon you.
Yes. Your blessings BC, upon yeah. each and every. How are you, by the way? Are you okay?
I went to the doctor yesterday. I went to the urgent care where they treat everyone with such excitement because
why
it's urgent.
Already shaking his head. I'm not
because
sure
he doesn't sound good. He doesn't sound healthy. He doesn't sound like he's on the road to recovery.
But I feel better.
And we got a rot in the studio with him.
I believe that you seek out medical care. I think you've established that.
Yes.
But I also believe you approach your health like you approach life.
How's that?
You don't necessarily want to go beyond, you don't want to dig deep.
Well, I knew exactly what this
a
was.
Chronic health condition, which I think this is the third time you've had this, and I worry
no,
about
no,
you.
Because the other time was this, but this is this. This is a sinus infection.
The lungs okay. are on.
The lungs are fine. Are as a okay matter of now. Fact,
you can breathe all right?
Is that beautifully. Beautifully. Right. As a matter of all fact, right. the young Indian doctor said that my lungs sounded beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And then she said, you are having lots of drainage.
Did she say beautiful? Did
she said beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, she did.
What was her name? Do you remember the doctor's name?
I don't. It wasn't easy to pronounce. Mm-hmm. She had like a name tag and it looked like there might have been a couple typos on it, so I didn't ask.
A backward J.
A triangle.
There was something. Something was wrong.
There seems to be some drainage coming back down your throat. We're not sure exactly what it is. Is it sure? Is it true that your compatriot, Mr. O'Mara, will have Coyote Peterson on the show today? Is that going to happen?
Anyway. I said, I think the problem is, doctor, yesterday I was stung by a Gila monster.
And, very exciting.
Can you
no,
look
but so
mark?
I'm on a flight of antibiotics. I took the third dose of 20 this morning,
very
and
good.
I should be feeling much better come
the
morning.
I'm the one that say, you know, I've got to, I can't think about you. I've got to think about my own health coming
You've
up.
You've said
here, okay?
that for years, Mike.
I've got to think about
I can't
me.
Think about you because I'm busy thinking about me.
My whole state of mind is just a little bit weird. I'm
right.
getting weirder. Y'all are going to have to bear with me in the next few days because I'm starting
next few
to,
days.
I'm getting a pre-surgery anxiety. I've got to. I'm flying to D.C. for mm-hmm. my daughter's graduation on Saturday, and I'm thinking about that as well. I'm coordinating with my sister and my brother-in-law. And then last evening, right before the game was going to start, my brother-in-law sends me a nice little message. Shh, we probably want to take Carla and Kathy to. A Mother's Day brunch on Sunday. Oh, that's a great idea.
Are they coming down for the graduation?
They're coming down for the graduation.
Oh, that's excellent.
My daughter's graduation. And I said, okay. And then I remembered that I live down here and you all live up there.
Yes.
And it's D.C.
Oh, do you
and
not? If you don't have a reservation yet? No.
No.
D.C.,
no.
baby.
No, you won't
what
be able to do
plan
anything.
Ahead. I forgot how delightful it is that you have to plan a year in advance to mm-hmm. get some sort of, because everyone does everything
Mike.
At the same exact time because it's D.C. Yay.
I don't think it's fair to D.C. It's population.
Yes, it is.
It's population
yes, it
density is,
Oscar.
Is what it is.
It's not.
And it's not as much.
City's gonna have have
it's
that.
It's not as much care. DC it's, as it is Northern Virginia. Be fair. It's
no,
the burbs.
I can't get a reservation for my mom and I. We're going to Olney. Barbecue time.
Mike, I just checked out. I can get you a Mother's Day brunch.
What time do you want us to come over?
For the barbecue?
Yeah, no,
2 o'clock?
I'm flying out of 2. I'm flying out of 2, so I can't do it.
I can get you in for a Mother's Day brunch, bottomless mimosas, 6:30 p.m.
6:30. Yeah,
or 6 a.m.
What
or
about 6 Jimmy's? Yeah. Jimmy's is always open to Michael O'Mara.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sure. There are a lot
bottomless
of
Stella for Mother's Day brunch.
I love the idea of Jimmy's, but, you know, for Mother's Day. Well, Jimmy's is fine.
Try the new buffalo wing omelet.
Yeah, it's luscious cake.
It's out in Herndon, though, and we're in D.C., and I'm flying out of D.C. and all that. And by the way, my lovely daughter, my little baby, all grown up, and she is graduating from college, and I'm thrilled, and I'm excited, and I haven't reached her yet, but she's working full-time right up until graduation, and she's just crazy, and things are going around, and I don't know why I'm anxiety riddled about everything.
Oh,
you know, I'm getting
me.
Surgery like a half
Get
an
the
hour
paddles. For both these guys.
I am
Mike. This
I'm,
could
I'm
this could ease your anxiety.
Fine.
This could ease your anxiety. Although I don't normally encourage note passing during the show. I was just handed a note. It's on loose leaf. It really is like being
nice.
In study hall. It says, This is from Ashley. I have a spare bedroom. If you really can't get a place to stay, will you provide brunch? Okay, there you go.
I don't need a place. I have a place to stay.
Cancel it and go to Ashley's and get brunch.
My sister and brother-in-law are urbanites.
Yeah.
I am no longer
dazzling
urbanites. But I'm no longer an urbanite, so I don't know. And so I thought a week in advance would be fine, but it's not. And then, you know, the one place that was open, I don't even remember the name of it, but it was some ridiculous price. And I live a different life down here now, and so it's just I don't like the concept of going out and you
did
know
it have an expensive place name
$300
like,
a person into somebody's pocket.
Oh God,
it is some place like you know? Windows or
yeah,
shutters.
They're all just the same. They're serving eggs. Okay?
Of course,
I'll get a hot plate and I'll rent it and I'll put it in my hotel room.
Don't forget the Corbell and Tropicana.
Yeah, it's yeah, exactly. Corbell champagne, some Tropicana, or here's your mimosa, asshat. Enjoy it, you know?
Bottomless mimosas.
That's right.
But I
bottomless waitstaff.
Maybe I haven't. Maybe I'm not the planner that I used to be.
No, it's because it's not a skill you need down there.
It's casual Florida.
Yeah.
It's casual Florida.
Happens when anybody goes somewhere outside of Metropolis. I'll say, and even in Phoenix, when I lived there for the cup of coffee I was out there for, I came back. I said, why is everybody so uptight?
Yeah.
You know why? Because we care here.
Yeah.
No, that's not right. I am not going to give it. It's because everybody wants everything.
Yeah. At the same time.
It's greed.
If you live in a city, you want it all. You want it all. You want everything. You want animals, so you have the zoos. You want a park where there's nature, so they put a park in the middle of the city.
You want a museum, they build a concrete building to put the stuff in it.
That's it. And it's just, and I realized that the difference, this could not possibly exemplify the difference between Washington, D.C. and where I live more than this. When we're down here, there's lots of stuff that goes on,
sure,
but it's always chill.
Yeah.
There's always a smattering of people that drop by because there are 500 other options.
Well, Easter Village, Mike.
Whereas D.C., it's everyone like a needlepoint doing the thing at the exact same time, stacked on top of one another. I haven't been out for a Mother's Day brunch probably in 15 years.
Right.
This is the first time I'm like, okay. And I realized in the restaurant business, it was a relatively busy day, but no, the world, because that's the thing they're supposed
everybody
to do.
Everybody and their moms, how dare they?
Sure.
It's the worst.
No, that's not
it's
how
the
dare
worst.
They.
But you know, I made
it's
a joke, but to speak
they.
To
it's
your point,
DC.
When you're at, you know, when you're in Florida, you have the Easter Village and the train, and even though you ran into that bitch on wheels, it was still okay.
It was chill.
But when you come up here, what's the Easter event? The lottery to get to the White House Easter egg roll.
Right. The lottery. Who's on the VIP list? You
and
go to an event in Washington, D.C.
What portion can you do?
You say, we've got a very exclusive ticket, and there you're there with 8,000 of your friends to wait in line and do that.
Mike, what about a potluck? You guys take a picnic in a wonderful national park. You can't go wrong.
He's not really sure what a potluck is, but he meant picnic.
Everybody brings a dish.
In a hotel.
Uh-huh.
What don't you understand about me staying in a hotel?
Yeah, but you can pick up a dish from Safeway and then go to this little get-together at the park.
How about a new tradition? A room service Mother's Day.
Well, the thing is that my sister and brother-in-law are included in this, so
you can order up extra stuff.
To do. Well, I don't want to have them come to our room and sit on the bed and eat food.
You're more than welcome to come to Olney.
Well, Olney's 2:00. And by the way, I'm flying out too, and I've got a graduation on Saturday,
you know,
and I've got to bring some money up for my daughter to set her on her way.
All you did was offer solutions.
Yeah, just want to help out, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, I already told you that you're doing your thing at 2:00.
And, when do you want it? I'll move it.
No, that's not necessary.
Call Jolie. Tell it has to be at 9.
Jolie!
Jolie, guess who's coming to brunch? Larry King.
I wanted... I was disappointed. I wanted to have a brunch at that place that I took the crew.
Yes.
Farmers,
yes.
Fisher's Bakers.
Are they stacked?
I'm sure they are. I did it online, and they said that when they come back to you and they show you not any other times during the day, they show you other days of the week.
Oh, no.
We happen to be booked up there, but you might want to try some of these later times. Later times like what? Next Wednesday? Is that what you're talking about?
The reply, Mike, on the subject line was, ha, 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 ha.
Yes, ha, ha.
Restaurants like these.
I'm not quite sure what we were going to do. I thought for a second that maybe that's it. That might be the way to go.
Oh, the Peking?
I was thinking Peking.
Yes.
But Peking's probably going to be crushed, too.
But they'll get extremely you in. Popular. They could get you in.
Sunday is big in the strip mall days. Like, that is as far as the days where people go shopping strip malls or go to eat in a strip mall, Sundays are the best.
You've got a lot to do this weekend. You've got to travel. You've got a daughter. You're invested. Why can't you put this on Paul?
Paul's taking point on it. They're staying at a hotel and he's checking into the hotel that he's doing. It just was, I forgot. And that's the thing. You let your guard down.
Yes.
By the way, Paul and Kathy, they map out their, this is also, this is me being, needing to be more detailed and more organized. And, they map out their year. They plan stuff a year in advance, and people in urban areas plan a year in advance. That's how they roll. I've never done that because, first of all, with the radio schedule, it was really kind of difficult to do that because we're on all the time.
Yeah, you gotta be on.
And so we'll see what happens. But I am very excited about my my firstborn, who's going to be marching down the aisle. And I don't care who knows this, but I may have it's always about a hookup, isn't it?
Yes. Sure.
It's always.
You remember that from living in D.C.?
Yeah, sure. Might have a connection at the university who might be getting us, good seats.
Oh,
I have no idea whether
that's
possible or not, but I don't know.
That
I don't know either. I don't know whether that's going to happen. But
honey, we're coming to your graduation, and I'm in a suite.
It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be delightful.
And you fly in Saturday or Friday?
Friday afternoon.
Oh, cool.
Friday evening, really. Getting in Friday evening to our nation's capital. It's going to be kind of a crappy weather weekend, too. So, other than that, I'm really excited. we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omericast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I got a Facebook message from this individual, and I think it's either he or it's Corey. Corey is this person's name. Sorry, I don't know exactly. Says, I'm trying to have dinner with a serious client tonight, and this posted just above his head. I can't keep from smiling, and it's a Garrison Keillor advertisement with his giant face there. And I love that I can bring joy in
those
circumstances. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Do you love your mom? Sure you do. So let her know how much you love her. Send her Sherry's Berries. They are the best. Mother's Day is this weekend. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Plus right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. This is the mysterious phenomenon known as doppelberries.
Oh, I love it. So scary.
And they'll make mom love you even more. Pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh. They're delicious. They're big. They're sweet. They're juicy. They're covered in chocolatey goodness. It's fantastic. They've got chocolate chips, nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey stuff all over them. They're so delicious. Sherry's Berry, an unexpected gift that will put a smile on her face. The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com and the code TMOS when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is this weekend, so be sure to order now. Well, that's all I've got
now.
Other than the fact that I'm starting to get a little edgy,
they cut on you Thursday, right?
Next Thursday, the big day, gonna be fully bionic, and I can't lie to you. I can't lie to my wife. I have to tell her that there is a stress level involved with just getting this done, just because of all the crap I went through the last time. But I just want it to be
so. Is this more stressful than the first time?
Much more.
The second go around, like I would imagine, at least what's coming, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's just all the complications make me kind of a wreck with this thing, but it is what it is, and here's the choice you make. When you have some issues, you probably go up on the complication list for stuff that could happen, but the fact is, the choice is, do I want to hobble around and not be able to do what I love to do?
Well, you got to do
yesterday,
it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, too. I come back yesterday, and I do a 2-mile power walk yesterday.
Ooh,
and
I've
been trying not to overdo the right hip because it's sore, and the 2 miles is pushing it, and I'm thinking about walking a little faster than I did, and I come back and I say to Carla, that was like the most comfortable I've been in the year. That was just so I did well. I'm not even sure, I might not even need surgery. And she looks at me like I'm just this wimp, where I'm like, I don't really even think I need surgery now.
I think I'm going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine, Meanwhile, this is the first day you've had that type of outlook on life. And before, you're just like, F this.
Yeah, and it's probably a lie anyway.
Yeah, well. You just say to yourself, maybe if I'd done better, maybe if I'd taken better care of
myself. We all make choices, Mike.
But I think really ultimately with my... with my hips, it wasn't lifestyle as much as it was the hand that I was dealt. I think that
you never know. I'm just
I know.
Tell
well, of
you
course,
that
you, of course, you
as a skinnier man. I don't. My hips don't hurt at all.
Because someone who is thin, or hangs around thin people, that's what the be all end all is. That it's the weight, and it could very well be the weight.
But it's a trade off, Mike, because you might be a little heavy, but at least your life is not totally devoid of joy.
This is true. this is true.
So the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
I was also thinking about my kid, when we're flying up. I don't like flying away from my kid for the weekend. And I was thinking, I've been anxiety ridden. I had a weird dream last night that I was in some sort of situation where we needed seats, and they were serving food. And I actually got mad at my mom, my departed mom.
Aww. She was in the dream?
First time. She was in the dream, and I said, hey, I got all these free burrito,
one of those burrito dreams.
Tortillas. I said, I got all these free tortillas. Yeah, I'm having a nervous breakdown. That's what you're witnessing right now. I said, I got all these free tortillas.
That's a graduation dream. The fact that there's not enough seats. That's graduation anxiety.
What about the free tortillas?
That's a fat guy dream. I've had it.
My mom was cooking, and she said, "I said, look, mom, we all get to eat for free." And my mom was saying, "No, dear, you're going to be fine. I've already ordered those." Mom, these are free. We're not going to have to pay for them.
We have to eat them now.
I'm a total mess.
All of yours, mom. Fine.
Yeah. I'm a wreck. But enough about me. Is everything, how's everything with you? Oscar, we haven't checked on your cat recently.
Winston, Mike, let me tell you. We have a situation
with
Winston.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa,
this song. We have a situation with Winston where Winston is now coming every 3 days.
Every day?
We believe that he has a real home. And the Snowbirds finally came back to D.C., and he is done with his vacation home. What is this?
That's what Winston. Is that? That's Winston's jingle.
So I don't know what he's doing between every 3 days, like clockwork, for the past week. No, 2 weeks. It's been every 3 days.
But is it solidly consistent every 3 days?
I can show you like on the camera.
It's like he has a watch.
Ask him.
Ask him where he's been.
So weird.
Yeah.
Well, I told Shannon, look, we're going to have to evict this guy if he doesn't show up on a regular basis. Because the idea that we're taking a risk of a little cat condo on our roof, which, by the way, someone already asked us about the other day.
Hold it.
What did they say?
Neighbor stopped me on the block. Super nice. I'm probably north of 80. I'm not kidding. Just a little older. And said, I was in so-and-so's backyard. I noticed you did a little construction on the back of the house.
Oh, boy.
God, people suck.
I hate people.
Yeah, I said, did. Why don't you take your octogenarian nose and put it up your butt?
But I understand you've done some construction. I imagine you've already made your Mother's Day brunch reservation, right?
And I said, I said we put some AC because I didn't put two and two together. I thought they actually were talking about the AC that was put in a month ago, and they're finally getting around to seeing me.
How's that working for you, by the way?
Great.
Okay.
Nice and cool. Right. I don't know if we're going to make it through the summer yet, but we'll find out because we haven't had a real hot day yet.
What's great, Oscar and I have both installed air conditioners, and the high temperature for the foreseeable future, 62 degrees.
62. I saw the forecast.
I remember walking through that conversation. She's like, we got AC. I think that's it for now, depending on the budget, if we're going to build out. She goes, no, I noticed something on the back of your home. And I said, yeah. Oh, the cat condo. And this is when you get into a nervous conversation of don't think I'm crazy, but there's this cat walking around the neighborhood and we decided to build a little house. And now it's on top of my roof.
I know how you live. You have the row house that's basically side by side all the other townhouse.
It's a revenge house.
In order for somebody to observe this, they have to live next to you or behind you so they can, because otherwise they're sneaking up an alley and just plain snooping. Is this person close proximity to you, do you think?
I think they were having wine time, and somebody looked over and said, what is that?
What is that that the Spanish boy
is that
has?
Are they cockfighting? What's happening back there?
Almost certain what it is illegal.
It looks like a rooster house.
It does.
You know, in most circumstances, you're a pretty controlled guy. Does that ruffle your feathers a little bit? Do you get a little pissed off?
It's a little embarrassing, but what bothered me more is that she didn't get the joke of having a cat condo for a cat we don't own, but we built something nicer than our home for it. Right? She didn't get the irony in that.
Right.
Don't worry about the disheveled gutters and everything else that's falling off our house.
Put a cat condo up there. With Winston, do you ever have any contact? Have you or Shannon ever been able to pet Winston?
Shannon bought some cat toys for Winston to try to engage with him.
Yeah,
but all he does when she brings him out, because we have to open the window to try to engage with him, is he hisses and scurries away.
He literally hisses?
And I hear Shannon upstairs, don't hiss at me! And then the cat runs away. I said, Shannon, this may not... We've done everything we can. We built the guy a house.
So you are basing your theory that the cat may have another home on the condition of Winston.
He looks better now, and
was an everyday cat for a while, right?
He was every day, like clockwork. Sometimes during the day, mostly at night, he would come. He would feed. He would roll out. He'd stay for 8 minutes. It was the weirdest thing in the world. And then he stayed a little longer, and then he went back to his 8-minute mark. And as of 2 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, he said he just started coming every 3 days. And Shannon was worried that he got hit by a car or eagle got him or whatever. You know, and I said,
an eagle.
And I said,
now, this happens.
Eagles.
This happens on the Eastern Shore. Cats have been lost to bald eagles.
Yeah, well, so, no, to the mascot, Slapshot.
That's
the mascot
him.
For the Capitals. That's him. Swoops down and gets him with his little him. Big, and his big fluffy stuffed talent.
And I said, he's probably fine. He's an alley cat. Like, he's probably just doing his thing. Yeah. And she said, I don't know. But every 3 days he comes back. But finally I realized, I said, well, look, if he looks cleaner. He looks better.
Does he look brushed?
His ear's not snipped. So, like, the city didn't get him and let him go again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, all right, well, I'm thinking that somebody came back for the warm weather, and that's where he actually lives.
You've made me, you've created, this is what happens on this show, when you said, all you had to say was alley cat, and I believe that we may have an exclusive interview with Winston tomorrow.
Oh, I look forward to it.
I have some questions for him.
Yeah, you think Joe Walsh. Anyway, that should be, that's what I think about it when we have Winston. Oh, we have to do the Barry's
winner.
You want
to do that?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
Okay. Barrage.
This is our final winner for this Mother's Day season, and this is a very, very special letter.
Okay, so this is the, we don't have to promote the contest because you've done it. This is our Slacker Child contest, and this is our letter for the day. It says, I was a terrible slacker child. And I why do I want to do it like Garrison Keillor again?
It's hot in your mind. Yeah.
I was a terrible slacker child. No, I was a terrible slacker child, and I caused my mom a lot of stress. Probably the worst thing I did was running away to Las Vegas with my boyfriend. That's pretty top of the list. To make it worse, I was only 18.
Ooh.
Still worse, my boyfriend was a drug dealer who was jumping bail. Jesus.
What the hell?
Now, this is a long-suffering mom. Now, that, ladies and gentlemen, is how to be a slacker child.
It is.
After about 2 months of life on the lam, my boyfriend was picked up and I returned home. Picked up by the authorities, I hope.
Yes.
In retrospect, the arrival of those bounty hunters was second best thing that ever happened to me. This almost sounds made up. The best thing is my mom. She deserves Sherry's berries. That's from Gina. And let's call Gina's mother Thornton.
Yes.
Jerry. Let's call Jerry.
Mother Thornton.
Let's call. I hope Jerry's home because I have a few questions for Jerry. And be lovely to chat with her. 318, where's that area code? Do we know?
I did
Miami.
Not
I think.
Oh, Miami, right down here. Yes, I'm looking for Jerry. This is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. Is Jerry there?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, this is Mike O'Mara. We're doing a little show that your daughter Gina listens to. And Gina entered our Slacker Child Contest, and she has won Sherry's Berries for you, Gina, for Jerry, for Mother's Day.
Nice.
Gina, Jerry, Gina. You are a big winner. You've won Sherry's Delicious Strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness. Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you.
Jerry, she's in Louisiana, Mike.
Oh, you're in Louisiana? I will tell you that Gina was entered and put a letter in our Slacker Child and said that she put you through. Are you there, Jerry?
I'm here.
Are you okay?
She might be at work. Who knows?
Is everything all right? Are you at work? We didn't interrupt anything, did we?
No, I'm at home. I just put you on speaker.
She can hear this,
Jerry.
Nice.
So Jerry, Gina entered our Slacker Child contest and told a story about running away to Las Vegas and how she put you through that, and she wanted to say sorry by giving you these delicious Sherry's berries for Mother's Day because I guess she's filled with remorse. I guess it was kind of a tough slog raising young Gina. Would that be accurate, Jerry?
She gave us some challenges, that's for sure.
That's so sweet. I love you. Can we doppel her berries, Rob? Can we doppel her berries?
We'll doppel berries for her. Sure, absolutely.
For Mom. Jerry in Louisiana. By the way, we're going to be in Louisiana with a live show at the House of Blues in New Orleans, but you don't need to come to that if you don't want to, Jerry. Jerry.
I'm pretty sure Gina's going to be at that.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Gina's going to be there.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry, obviously, since Gina took the time to be honest with us and share that terrible story about that horrible man she ran to Las Vegas with, she straightened herself out, right? And she's now a good kid. Is that true?
She's a very good adult.
She's a very good adult.
Yes.
You hesitated a little more than I... I expected you to there, but...
She's offering different challenges now, Mike.
This is true. No. Jerry, I hope you have a beautiful, blessed Mother's Day, and thank you so much for taking our call, and enjoy your delicious Sherry's berries. It sounds like you deserve them.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
Bye, Mom.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Well, that's so sweet.
So but nice.
That's the sound of PTSD, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
If I can be perfectly
Gina,
honest.
Gina, you scoundrel.
I'm wondering if they speak.
Yeah. Well, no, you said, I heard through all of the cackling that she has grown up to be a decent adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
high praise
was,
indeed.
But that was in like, oh, all kids. She was like, sweet. And then she's like, well, Gina did call the other week about some news. Like, she knows what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I was a slacker child on my days, too. When I was like a young teenager, we snuck up with Joey Pasker to the girls up in his neighborhood, and they all went into their daddy's liquor cabinet, poured everything they had into one big jar, and we all drank it. And I stayed at Steve DiTomaso's family's trailer. That's where we were having a sleepover. And I ended up pooping right outside the trailer and then throwing up on my way home and dragging my sleeping bag down through the woods. And my sister saw me at the window of our house in Glastonbury, Connecticut, and burst into tears. And then my mom saw me and was mad because she knew that I'd been drinking. And that was the beginning of a long career of alcoholism. Yes, sir. Happy
Beautiful.
Mother's Day, everybody. Yeah. Don't try to get a reservation in D.C. They're all taken. La, la. La, 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 la. Me first. Me first. Me first. Anyway, we will take a break and come back with news you may not need on The Mike O'Meara Show.
A telephone is not a toy, but a useful and valuable tool.
Hey, Team West listeners. Dan O'Brien here to say that tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. The Mike O'Meara Show takes your calls starting at 9 a.m. We want to hear whatever you have to say. If you want to tell a story to your favorite podcast, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have a question for all the guys in the studio, call in on Wide Open Wednesday. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go see a doctor. Then call in on Wide Open Wednesday. Dial 888-920-MORE for all your non-medical questions and an opportunity to talk to Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony. Wide Open Wednesday.
Thank you, Dan O'Brien.
Thank
That's
you.
That's wonderful. Welcome back to the... welcome back
here.
To the Mike O'Meara Show.
That's the best.
Thank you.
Very cordial.
Our program, this segment of the program brought to you by Blue Apron, the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. I enjoyed my delicious Blue Apron lunch yesterday. I had, how do you pronounce it? Gnocchi? Is that
gnocchi.
What it is?
Yeah.
Gnocchi. Mm. I had some gnocchi. Oh, my God. You know, I've been watching my calories, and you can do that with Blue Apron. And
yes.
The gnocchi was so tasty. Oh, my God. They've got one mission, to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Believe me, they're doing it. Quite simply, it's the better way to cook. Cooking together builds strong family bonds, and research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly 3 times more often. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. How would you like some beef teriyaki stir-fry with sugar snap peas and lime rice, or baked spinach and egg flatbread with sautéed asparagus and lemon aioli? Sure beats the same old, same old. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is the better way to cook.
News.
David Spade's comedy cred just took a major hit, and I feel bad for him, and I feel bummed because the person I wanted to lose this battle won it.
David Spade.
Well, it was a brief little exchange, and I'm only leading with it because I just found it so damned interesting.
Okay.
He got owned by that little ass Daniel Bregoli. You know, the Cash Me Outside girl from Dr.
Phil. Oh, from Dr. Phil,
one.
Yeah.
So David Spade runs into her at a restaurant Saturday.
Oh, no. And he's coming off a good week because he did a night of Kimmel. He hosted for Kimmel.
Yeah. Yeah, he's funny. David Spade is always funny. Well, he got a picture with her, and you know he's doing it for shtick.
Sure.
He posted the photo in which Danielle doesn't look the least bit excited to meet him. And he noted that in the caption, here's his quote. He writes, David Spade is a funny guy.
He is.
How about this?
She is slightly underwhelmed to meet me. Unfortunately, she stopped being famous 5 minutes before this was taken.
That's great. That is funny. Great. Yeah.
And you think advantage David Spade. Well, lover or hater, you have to give Danielle props for her reply. She responded. She reposted the photo, and she said, quote, "No lie, I thought this guy was the waiter."
Oh, no.
Mic drop. That's it with that. And but her fame is coming to an end, I'm sure.
Well, she's got a reality show, unfortunately, coming out.
I know.
Sick.
I know. So sick. The rumors about ABC bringing back American Idol have really been picking up steam, so much so that Ryan Seacrest talked about them on Live with Kelly and Ryan yesterday. He claimed that he hadn't heard anything about Idol coming to ABC until a few days ago, which is a little hard to believe since it's his old show.
Yeah.
And it's his new network, but, you know, he's a broadcaster, slicky boy a little bit with that.
I haven't heard anything about it.
Regardless, he confirmed that it's very close to happening, and he seems interested in hosting again. Of course
Good.
He does.
He needs the work.
Of course he does, yeah. Although he said the talks haven't gotten that far, yet this is another potential job for Ryan, who's almost to the point where he'll have to find a way to simultaneously work two jobs at once. There are only 24 hours in a day, but it sounds like if he's talking about it already, I would say there's the odds are overwhelming that he'll probably do
very
something.
Good chance.
Charles Barkley and Washington Wizards coach Scott Brooks were roommates 30 years ago. This is a great story.
Okay.
Back when they were both playing for the Philly 76ers, Scott recently shared an interesting fact about Charles. Apparently, he is such a neat freak that he would wake up in the middle of the night and vacuum.
I like this.
Scott said the first couple times he heard him vacuuming, he didn't say anything. But by the third time, he had to know what was going on. Charles told him, quote, "What does it look like? I'm vacuuming. If I can't sleep, I can't sleep if the lines of the carpet aren't straight."
Oh, no. That's like OCD. Yeah.
That type of mania makes you great if you harness that power.
You do. It's just Charles Barkley always giving. This seems too crazy to be true, but Charles backed up his story. He said, quote, "Well, I'm a clean fanatic. If I get up in the middle of the night and all my lines aren't going the same way, I always vacuum."
Wow.
I love that story. Just
great.
The idea that Charles is out there doing his own vacuuming. That's pretty cool. Since there's no point to cooking if you can't take pictures when you're done, it's crucial to keep all up on the latest Instagram food trends. Even if the food doesn't seem like it would taste particularly special, the hot new Instagram breakfast trend is something called cloud eggs.
Oh, anyone, let me look that up. Hear look that up.
Do they store the eggs virtually?
No.
Okay.
Basically, you take an egg and separate the yolk from the white. Then you whip the white to make it all fluffy. You cook it for a few minutes. Then you put the yolk back on top and cook it a little more. The result is your yolk floating on a bed of egg white clouds.
Ooh.
On a bed of egg white clouds. It looks like it definitely took a little work to get them looking right, but you've got time. I mean, who's rushed in the morning?
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's it. So give
cloud
it a try.
Cloud eggs.
Yeah. Yes, cloud egg. Thank you. For the past few years, Oreo has been releasing an endless parade of new flavors, but some of them have sounded great, like cinnamon bun and brownie batter, but some were just too weird, like Peeps and Swedish Fish. We tried the Swedish Fish. I know, Rob, you liked it.
I liked
it. I wasn't a big fan.
I like the lingonberry flavor.
Nabisco just launched a new contest where you can submit ideas for the next limited edition Oreo. You can enter by using the hashtag MyOreoCreation and hashtag contest on Twitter with your flavor idea until July 14th. Then they're going to narrow down the field and let the world vote. The person who wins will get $500,000, and Oreo will actually produce and sell their flavor. So let's get working on
that'd be fun.
A TMOS flavor.
Because I've got my idea already.
They have so many flavors already. What can we think of?
What's your idea, Rob? Is it phlegm?
No, beef burgundy.
Oh, it's beef burgundy.
A savory Oreo.
Very, very good. That's one of them. Neiman Marcus just started selling a pair of shoes called Future Destroyed High Top Sneaker.
Basically, I've seen these. Yes.
They're a pair of men's basketball high tops that look like a dog ripped them apart. They're absolutely shredded. And the cost?
Yes.
$1,425.
Yeah, this isn't the shredded jean bit. This is your shoes that look like they've been, like, really destroyed. Been put through the mill.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, $1,400 for those.
They
of you
don't
that
even
are
look that cool.
In the now. And now a little something something. All you know is there are three words that I say that really capture the kicker on news you may not need.
Okay.
A Florida man. That's when they start with a Florida man, you know, rest assured, you know it's going to be good. A Florida man exposed more than his faith inside church last Wednesday. Christopher James Fry, 48, he was attending church services at the Central Assembly of God in Vero Beach. When he walked to the church's front stage, you might call it an altar. And
the front stage, Mike. The stage in church.
The front stage, yeah. Duh. Yes, sir. He put the front stage, as the intern wrote in the story, and put on an unexpected show. Yeah. Witnesses say that Fry pulled down his pants and displayed his genitals in front of a whopping crowd of 39 parishioners.
Oh, no.
Before a group of men attending the service ran to the front stage and got him to put his pants back on and leave. When questioned why he exposed himself in this church setting, Fry told authorities, "The Lord told me to do it."
Okay, then it's all right.
He was, of course, arrested. When asked about the incident, the Lord said, "What other state could I have chosen?" We'll take a break. And I know you got a lot of phlegm. Will that affect your little sounds that you're playing?
I rinsed them all off. They're fine.
Phlegm vault.
I hope you're long on sound and short on setup so you can just play them without having to tax yourself.
Bless your heart.
With this. Thanks.
Let the little sounds speak for themselves.
We'll take a break and come back with Phlegm Boy right here.
This is Winston the Cat. The next time Oscar Santana records a new Tech 411 with his buddy Todd Moore, I'll be working my way into the heart of Shannon and into their home. When Oscar returns, he'll be sleeping in the cat condo. But don't worry, he'll be keeping it tight with new episodes of Tech 411 available on the TMOS app and at tech411show.com.
I like Winston.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
I'm not going to do a Winston impression because I like that one. I think that's the way Winston should sound.
Very
and
creepy.
Like an evil chap.
Hello, musicians. How would you like a big break? A great gig in a legendary venue. We're going to be generous enough to help you out. So listen up. November 4th, 2017. You know the date. That's New Orleans, Louisiana. Our sold-out House of Blues show in New Orleans. You could be the opening act for TMOS Live and NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music. You have to send the video.
Video.
And, you know, I've done some surfing with musicians and bands across the country, and bands don't like to do that. Musicians, in many cases, if they're not professionally managed, don't have tremendous video outside of some girlfriend.
We're more about the music.
Yeah. Well, you can be on stage with us. Listen, it's got to be a video that conveys the kind of band you are. That's all. Send it to band@mikeomarashow.com. That address again is band@mikeomarashow.com, or click the TMOS Live button on our website. It's your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, May 9, 2017, Rob Spreewer.
On Watch What Happens Live, Diane Lane, who, by the way, still manages to look stunning. She looks
beautiful.
Great.
Oh, beautiful actress. Nice. Great, great lady. Big
nice
fan.
Stems.
Did you know she was really one of the last in contention to play the lead in Stems? Yeah, Mike, all the way up to her neck.
I'm sorry. Stems is like when Oscar uses like a comment that like a GI getting off from the invasion of Normandy uses, you know.
Hey, nice stems, lady.
Oscar's still celebrating VJ Day and talking about the women and their gams.
Stems. Yeah,
All right. She was in contention and got very close to getting the Julia Roberts part.
I enjoy being a dame.
In Pretty Woman. Did you know that?
Wait, say that again?
She almost got the role in Pretty Woman of Julia Roberts.
Oh,
which
wow.
was very close.
Rob Spiewak, you have a knowledge of this type of thing. Would that be, in your humble estimation, the movie that more people talk about? I believe that there have been so many actors that were considered for
it has an amazing shelf
Richard
life.
Gere's role or Julia Roberts'
people
role.
People love the movie, and it also really put Gary Marshall to the next level as a filmmaker.
Right.
So
I'm trying to think of the guy that had that audition for Richard Gere. Might have been Burt Reynolds. Talked about Burt Reynolds was considered for the Richard Gere role.
I had a funny experience with my mom yesterday. I was talking to her on Bluetooth, and for some reason, my phone got confused. And in the background, Burt Reynolds' audiobook started playing.
She thought you were really tired?
Yeah, I'm driving down the road, and she says, "Well, you really need to go to the doctor." And all in the background, I hear her say, "I just love Dom DeLuise."
She said, what is that?
Wow, you really are sick, Rob. So,
yeah. But anyway.
Are you on antibiotics?
Pretty Woman had a very different ending when the script was brought to the studios. And here's Diane Lane talking about it. I did not know this.
Everybody in town went for that role. And at that time, as I've said on other shows, it's true, it was a very different show. It kind of got, there's a verb, got Disneyfied. And what happened was, it turned out to be a feel-good movie. And originally, this crazy biatch was kicked out of a rolling limo at the end because she was delusional that she thought that this guy was really in love with her.
Right. Yes.
She was only hired for the weekend.
Oh,
and we
my
had
God.
Such compassion for her. I think that movie needs to get made.
I do, too.
I want to direct it.
Pretty different idea, huh?
That would have ruined it, though.
That would have ruined it.
Everyone would have hated it.
Yeah. You wanted the hero story when he comes down. It is Disneyfied. Yes. She's absolutely right. That's a great insight.
Carrie Marshall say, you're going to stay with him. You're going to get together.
Stick your head out of the sunroof and come right down the street, Richard.
That's I'm not Santa Claus.
That's great.
All right. Remember yesterday we had Millie Bobby Brown accepting her award at the MTV.
Yes.
And she cried. It was very touching, but I think this is cool. Remember, this is like a 12-year-old, 11-year-old kid. She's making fun of herself on a video on Instagram.
You guys, I am so happy. I won Best Actor in a Show. Crazy. But carrying on from that, we also won Best Show of the Year. We couldn't have done it without our fans. We wouldn't be here without you guys, so we might not say it enough, but we love you, and thank you everyone who voted, and I shouldn't get emotional again because I like broke down in my speech. Like, what is that? I'm supposed to be tough.
She is as endearing a young actress as I have ever seen. I think she's going to be a big star.
I hope really so. Do. She's great. Now, another big star, Rob Lowe. Many people find him sexy. I think he's a very good-looking fellow. But he's been with his wife for a long time, and he says there's one thing they can't do. They can't role play in the bedroom.
Like, I've been with my wife 25 years. I would probably get 2 minutes into being, all right, pull over, ma'am. I think you were speeding in a neutral zone and you would just be laughing. So how did you ever get through it?
So he can't do that. So, ladies, if that's your fantasy, I'm sorry.
You know, isn't that amazing? I mean, he had all that way, way back, that big scandal with the videotape in the hotel room.
One of the first sex tapes, right?
One of the first sex tapes. He got in all that trouble. And look at him, 25 years married. Good for Rob Lowe. Way to go.
Good for him.
Now, Jimmy Kimmel was back on TV last night after taking a week off to deal with his son that had just been born with the heart defect. And just, you could predict it. He's a great broadcaster. The way he handled it was brilliant. Three cheers for Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, first I want to tell, because so many people have asked, our son Billy is doing very well. He's getting...
All right, good news.
He's getting bigger. He's sleeping well. He can read now, which they say is... My wife took a little video of him today. You can see... Yeah, there he is. He's smiling. Because so many people donated to Children's Hospital Los Angeles. Either that or he has gas. We don't know, but what a humbling outpouring of support. So many people made donations to CHLA, and my wife and I are very grateful for it. Our plan is to send a card to everyone who made a donation. There were a lot, so we have our... Well, you might be getting those at Christmas time, but we got a couple of very generous surprise donations, one from Los Compadres, which is a group of philanthropic Latino donors. That was not a joke. You nut. And from Moose Toys, which makes Shopkins, they made an exceptional donation. After I mentioned we bought Shopkins for our daughter Jane and told her they were a gift from her baby brother, and then they made this huge donation. So thanks to them, that $8 we spent really, really paid off.
Great to hear good news from him, though. That's awesome.
Good for Jimmy.
Now, Jennifer Lopez was on the Today Show yesterday. She's officially dating Alex Rodriguez. They have two great celebrity nicknames, right? J-Lo and A-Rod.
Yes.
So she's saying, well, what should they call the couple?
Do you or do you not like J-Rod? Do you want to do a public service announcement? Could you all stop saying J-Rod? Or do you think it's good?
I don't care.
You don't care. Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I figured something like that would happen.
How about A-Lo?
Don't like that. No.
So J-Rod is okay, but not A-Lo.
Anybody want an office pool for that one? I could. I'm normally not in the business being married three times
yes.
for doing that, but
I think that'd be a good office pool as to
I'm thinking 25 years, just like Rob Lowe.
It probably, you know, the ones that you don't think are going to last are the ones that end up lasting a long
time.
Yeah,
and I feel like Jennifer Lopez, she's got a track record of recycling men as well, right?
Yeah, so she might just be enjoying the ride and then see you later. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the ride.
By the way, you know the movie? Would you like to know the obscure cable movie that I watch more than anything else? Carla rolls her eyes.
I guess? Because I think you've mentioned it.
Go ahead.
Is it Made in Manhattan?
No, it's not. It's Enough.
Enough!
Oh, a drama.
Stop hitting me.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit back. She trains.
You didn't know. You didn't know I had Oscar's audition tape.
Somebody else watches it. Right. Somebody else watches it.
Shannon can never watch it. Banned in my household.
Thank you, Mr. Santana. We'll call you. And Mike, I'm closing with a Florida story too.
Did you
hear about the girl that was attacked? She's a 12-year-old girl attacked by an alligator and actually bopped it on the nose and saved herself. It's amazing.
In Florida, a 10-year-old girl pried herself from the jaws of an 8-foot alligator.
Whoa. What a state.
Yeah. Then the little girl remembered she lives in Florida and climbed back in. But that's
your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Yeah, Florida. Everybody, not just me. I know where I live. Uh-huh. And I'm bitching about D.C. because I can't get a brunch reservation. Hardy har har har. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Rob,
yes.
I hope you feel better. You were a trooper today. A nice round of applause for Rob Spiewak.
Stop it. I'll be better tomorrow.
I want to see the prescription.
All right, shut up.
Don't forget to update our brand new app. This is really important. How important is updating our brand new app, Oscar Santana?
I think that you're not really supporting the Mike O'Mara Show unless you've updated or downloaded the new app.
Yeah, true.
The new app. It's incredible, and you'll be able to participate on Wide Open Wednesday tomorrow much easier with our brand new app as well. We'll do that tomorrow at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Don't forget, for the weekly mailbag, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and snail mail is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks again for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.